This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Thousands of Pakistanis are fleeing the United States. They're frightened by a new policy requiring men from certain countries with temporary visas and those without legal work permits to register with the U.S. government. Many of these men and their families are heading to Canada, where border officials say they've been overwhelmed by asylum seekers. Canada is now sending back people to the U.S., where dozens have been detained. Officials at the United Nations say they're worried that the crisis is dividing families. Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio has our story.
Mid-afternoon, workers at the Salvation Army shelter in Burlington, Vermont, are welcoming a dozen new asylum seekers.
Does anybody need winter coats? We'll make sure that you get them now.
These people, mostly women and young children, look frightened and exhausted. But for many, winter coats are the least of their worries. Last Thursday, overwhelmed by a surge of Pakistani asylum seekers, Canada began to bounce people back from the border. Applicants are now given an official letter that offers a scheduled hearing, days or even weeks in the future. They're then sent back into the U.S. But as they cross the border, dozens of Muslim men are being detained by the Immigration and Naturalization Service and separated from their families.
They take my father and they put like $1,500 bond in it. They said, you pay the bond, then you can go to Canada.
This 17-year-old from Pakistan wouldn't give his name. He's stranded here with his mother and his younger brother and sister, a dark-haired pudgy kid. He says his family has been living in Texas for more than a year. They don't have any money, and he says they have no idea where his father has been taken.
They didn't tell anything to me. They said, you just have to deposit $1,500 that we don't have. I'm trying to collect money. I'm trying to call my friends, call every other people's.
In the last 6 days, local activists say Canada has returned more than 130 people to the U.S. They say roughly 35 men, mostly Pakistanis, have been detained on immigration charges. The U.S. government refuses to give out any information about the number of Pakistanis detained at the border or their status. Some detainees are able to pay a bond for their release. The rest are shipped to a county jail near Syracuse, New York, a five-hour drive from the border. Jungha Gadini is a spokesperson for the United Nations High Commission on Refugees. She says officials at the United Nations are calling on the Bush administration to stop dividing families.
In the case of family separations, we have requested that, whenever possible, that the U.S. would not detain.
Gadini says the Justice Department hasn't responded to that request. She says the U.N. has also urged the Bush administration not to use detentions as a deterrent, as a way to curb the number of asylum seekers trying to cross the border.
In terms of an immigration policy, it really does give an incredibly negative perspective for people who are obviously fleeing because they feel they have no options left.
Refugee advocates say officials in the U.S. have shown some flexibility. One single father with two children was allowed to go free. But Chris Kobach, counsel to Attorney General John Ashcroft, says the INS has to do its job.
You know, if a person who's been violating U.S. immigration law seeks refuge in Canada, that's his choice if he wants to avoid law enforcement authorities in the United States. But that choice doesn't change our obligation to enforce the law.
This crisis began in December when the U.S. added Pakistan to a list of 25, mostly Muslim countries, whose men are required to register with the INS. Officially, only those on temporary visas are affected, but tens of thousands of Pakistanis live in this country illegally, and without proper papers, many could be deported. That risk sent waves of panic through immigrant neighborhoods from California to New York. In the last 5 weeks, thousands of Pakistanis chose to run, with many seeking asylum in Canada. Despite the crush of applicants, critics say Ottawa made a mistake when it decided to send asylum seekers back across the border. Janet Dench is with an advocacy group called the Canadian Council for Refugees.
With the policies in the United States increasingly restrictive measures against non-citizens, we think that this is a particularly bad time to be sending people back into the U.S.
Dench wants her government to demand that the U.S. release all asylum seekers.
The Canadian government used to say you can only send someone back if you know that they're going to be able to show up for their appointment. Is now basically washing their hands of the fate of these people that are coming to our border asking for our protection.
But in the directive issued last week, Canadian officials ordered border agents to send asylum seekers back, even when they're likely to be detained in the U.S. Here in Burlington, that's left dozens of families adrift, with little money and no idea what will happen next. Two shelters are already full. Local churches and a synagogue are scrambling to find temporary housing. With the deadline for Pakistanis to register still 3 weeks away, volunteer groups expect hundreds more asylum seekers to crowd the border. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Burlington, Vermont.